Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Oh, we're back. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, it's playoff week. How we feeling, buddy?
Man, Brother Spike?
Yeah.
Shaved and ready to go, brother.
Oh, there he goes. On today's show, everyone's grooming habits and where we do it.
I'll let you, boy.
Do you do it with other people? Do you do it alone? How do you get clean down there? 215-592-9494.
All right,
it is
oh, man.
Ike, Spike, and Fritz, though no Fritz, as the longest paternity leave in history. Here we are. He's still not here. Still only two kids. You know? How much time do you need?
Yeah. Oh, man.
But Brave Buzz, the polished turd sitting in there for us. Poor Jack.
He's back.
Yeah, he's back. Thank you for coming back for another round, Buzz. Now you know what the show's like now that you're taking part in it regularly.
Happy to be here. Happy to take on whatever callers want to attack me today.
Yeah. So a really big show. Shiel Kapadia joins us at 3 to break down Eagles-Packers. Mike Mayock joins us at 4 to break down Eagles-Packers. We have a very, very special, interesting, like one-of-a-kind guest joining us at 4:30. We have to keep it a surprise, but 4:30, you're going to want to be listening. Top 5 at 5, all that stuff. So ready to go and ready to get you ready for the Packers. So speaking of getting ready for the Packers, as we wait, now Jalen Hurts has not officially been cleared yet, right? He is not out of concussion protocol yet. We have not gotten that yet.
I haven't been told that.
But he did practice yesterday, and there was some talk about how he looked. And here's what Jordan Mailata said after the practice about how Jalen Hurts looked.
As far as communication up front with us in the run game and protection calling, I thought it was pretty good today, like really good, especially coming back from an injury. He was really sharp today, very, very loud back there.
There you go. He was sharp. He was loud. He looked good. He was running drills. And I'm looking forward to Sunday. And here is my message to Jalen. It is my message to the Philadelphia Eagles. It is my message to you. You're listening. If he's good and he's playing, let's go. I don't want any like half-stepping. I don't want any half-assing. I don't want any safe stuff. I want to go in there and win that football game. I want the offense to be aggressive. I want to go score points. Green Bay is a lot of explosive plays, can score points in a hurry. They do it a lot. We're going to have to score points. So I don't want any safe stuff on Sunday. I want to let it rip. I want to throw the ball early like we did against Pittsburgh. I want to have Jalen run the ball. Again, if he's playing, he's playing. So I want all of these things. Green Bay is going to score. We're going to have to score too. We can't go in there thinking we can ease in. It's one and done. It's a playoff game. Be aggressive. Let it rip. Let's go.
Let it rip, Tater Chip.
Let it rip. Let it rip. Throw the ball. Run the ball. Let's go.
Right. So I've heard this being discussed. And I understand the temptation to want to go full throttle, full steam ahead. Right. And Jalen's back in and it's business as usual. Here's what I'll say to this. I don't need the design quarterback runs. I just don't. And here's why. Here's why. Now, don't get me wrong. You get to fourth quarter, and we're talking about game on the line, fourth down, all that type of stuff. You got to do what you got to do to win the game because it's win or go home. But as far as a game plan, I got to be smart with my quarterback, man. I do. You have to realize this is an opportunity. If you're going to tell me Saquon Barkley can't go after the all-time rushing record because of health concerns, you want to be cautious with him and be smart because we're, you're expecting a long playoff run. I got to look at my quarterback who's coming off of a concussion, who didn't pass protocol after 1 week, that took a couple of weeks to pass protocol. I can't just be reckless with him. I can't be reckless with Jalen Hurts out there. I can't say to myself, you know what, we're throwing all caution to the wind and we're just going to play. He's healthy, let's go. I can't do that. Now, he has to be smart. He has to be smart. I can't have designed quarterback runs from the offense and Jalen, when you do take off, because he will.
Sure.
He's going to take off, meaning from when it's a pass, something's not open, he's going to take off. Get your butt down.
Down
or get
out
of bounds.
Right, right. Down or
one
out of
or
bounds.
The other. I don't need you going for first downs. You know, you remember when we used to have this thing with Joel when he early in his career when he was coming off his first set of injuries. And I'm not being facetious. I'm
yeah,
not.
Yeah. First
I'm
set.
Just saying.
Really?
But remember because he wanted to ingratiate himself, not with just the fans, but with his teammates. He would be diving in the stands for loose balls in the first quarter. And like he was going all out when I'm like, dude, I don't need you doing that right now. I need you to get through the regular season. I need you to be available in the postseason. I'm not impressed with you diving for loose balls in February, right? I'm just not. That leads to an injury. Now, we are in the postseason, but we have 4 games. It's his first game back. I need him to get through this game. Give the ball. Listen, we got a 2,000-yard-plus runner back there. I don't need Jalen trying to prove he's back by running the football and being reckless. And I don't need the Eagles trying to prove we got Jalen back. Let's get back to the offense we were running earlier. Nah, you've had an opportunity to see how this offense can run without having that. You struggled in that first game against Washington to adjust. We gave you that. But against the Cowboys, you were perfectly fine without having Jalen in there. Took a little while to get Saquon going, but that's no different when Jalen's in there. It takes a little bit while for him to get going. Same thing when Tanner McKee played. They were able to put up points. So they've got a chance to see this offense go without relying on the Jalen Hurts running aspect of it. I need the Eagles to be smart with Jalen Hurts, man. We got 4 more games, right? We got the Green Bay game. Then I got to get through the divisional round, NFC Championship, and then Super Bowl. I don't need my quarterback, who's going to be more susceptible to that concussion, going out, and now he's out even longer because he just had a concussion a couple weeks ago. And now we don't have him for the rest of the playoffs. I'm not going to be scared, but I can't be reckless with him. I can't be reckless.
You sound scared. And you know what? You said something there. You said something there that I disagree with specifically.
Okay.
You said we got to get through this game.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We have to win this game.
Yeah.
And there are no 4 playoff games if we don't win this game. And we go into this game not doing what we do. All I got told during the winning streak was this is how we're winning. This is how we're winning. This is how we're winning. And part of the offense was him running the ball. And by the way, part of the offense should be him throwing the ball early. So you know what? The more he throws the ball efficiently, the less he has to run for what it's worth.
Okay.
But I want him doing all of those things. I want him throwing the ball. I want him running the ball like he did. The reason that the concussion protocol exists is because you shouldn't be back playing unless you're ready and able to be playing again. Now, if they made the decision for his health, if he made the decision for his health not to play football, I would respect that. But he's playing football, and if we don't win this game against Green Bay, there are not 4 playoff games. There's 1 playoff game. This is one and done. So I just want, let's go. You're back. It hasn't been cleared officially yet, but assuming he does, you're back. Let's go. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles let it rip with Jalen on Sunday or play it safe, especially coming back from concussion with all that rust? 215-592-9494. Starting us off, Corey from Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, look. And when I say this, I got to put this out there because everybody think everybody got beef. I don't got no disclaimer. I ain't got no beef. I don't care what Ike feel. I don't care what Spike feel. I just got to win this football game. And however that is, if that's Saquon running for 200, if that's Jalen throwing, if that's a mixture of both, if that's the defense holding them to 10 and we scoring 11 – Listen, go out there and win the football game because we in the playoffs now. This ain't regular season. We don't need no style points. We don't need none of that. This is survive and advance and work on what you got to fix the next week. So whatever the game plan is this week, if it's Jalen Hurts throwing the ball all over the yard, do that. I don't need to see Jalen Hurts out there. Like, see, Spike, I see what you try to do. Like, you know, you put these things out here, and it's fine. Like what you are doing is nothing wrong. You want to see Jalen Hurts. You say everybody tell you Jalen Hurts is this, he that. If he's that, you want to see it. And I don't got an issue with what you feeling that way, brother. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. I just only need to see them win the football game. And that's however you got to do it. If Saquon's fresh, Hurts,
Saquon's fresh.
That's what I'm saying. But I honestly feel like, like the concussion thing is a thing. Like we kind of talked about it. And like, I don't know. This above me. I'm just a fan. I honestly feel like if Hurts could have played, needed to play last week, he could have played. I honestly feel like they just didn't practice.
We don't know that though, Corey.
But that's what I'm saying. I said I don't know nothing. I'm just saying that like we don't know because we weren't in that situation. But what I'm saying is like. I honestly feel like the team just held him out. Like we've seen multiple times with this team that they're overly cautious with players. What I mean, and I know concussions is different, but what I mean by that is how many times have we seen, oh, CeeDee Lamb ain't practiced all week. Then all of a sudden he show up on us, he go for 200, right?
Yeah.
Our team, AJ Brown, he got a little knee injury, ankle injury. He rests all week. He out Sunday. You know what I'm saying? So we know we've been burned with injuries in the past. That you know they want to be in concussions. I get it; it's a serious deal. It's more serious. I don't want y'all to think I'm trying to poo-poo that. I'm just saying I just need to go out there. However we beat the Ravens, you know, however we beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, whatever game plan you need to beat them, that's what I want to see.
Yeah, I on the surface I agree with you, but I can't overlook this year. And it's the first year I've been this way with Jalen. It's the first year because while he's only been, quote unquote, diagnosed with the one concussion, there's a couple of games where we saw him take hits. He had to go into the blue tent and he passed the concussion test or what have you. But who's to say those things haven't become an accumulative effect to where when it happened in Washington, that didn't look like a severe hit, and he couldn't pass the test after that. He couldn't clear protocol. So that's going to make him more susceptible if he's hit in any of those areas again. I'm saying it's more likely for him to get a concussion and be taken out of the game. I don't want him to be put in a position where somebody upstairs is saying, you know what? Get him out of there. Get him to the blue tent.
Right.
To see if he's okay.
But I also don't want Hurts to play scared either.
I want him to play smart. We got not scared. Right. Not scared, Corey. We got to be smart, though.
100%. Like, get out of bounds. Get down.
Right.
Right. But what I mean by playing scared is, like similar to what, like, I know what Spike's saying. Get the ball out. We saw Tanner McKee. I know that's what you're talking about. Get the ball out to your playmakers early.
Right.
It's like, I also don't want Jalen Hurts to be like, oh, if there's a fourth and four and there's a run for me to take, like, you know, a wide open lane.
He's got to take it.
Take a sack or get down or do that bullcrap slide that you do the slide sack. Get the four yards. That's what I'm saying, you know?
Because you know what, Corey? Thank you for the call, brother. You know, because Corey brings up a good point.
I'm telling you, man, if he goes out again, he may be out for 2 weeks, and there will be no 2 weeks. If you're lucky to get through this game, do you have him available for next week? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm concerned with. I believe you can beat this Green Bay team without Jalen Hurts being the full Jalen Hurts. I do. Let's put our cards on the table here.
Okay.
Let's put our cards on the table.
All right.
Are we really afraid of the Green Bay Packers?
A little bit. I mean, they're a good football team. They're a top five defense. They're a top five offense. They put up. I know it was the first week of the season, mm-hmm. but they put up a bunch of points. They almost turned us over five times. You know, and they're a better football team now than they were when we played them in week one. Now, we're a better football team.
But why can't we take down this team without him having to lay it all on the line?
He has to lay it.
I kind of liken it to when we played the Giants in 2022. Now, obviously, this is a better team. But Jalen was dealing with a shoulder injury or what have you. And he was being smart when he played the Giants in that final game and even when they got to the playoffs. Right? He was being smart. He was doing what he needed to do to win that game without putting himself in harm's way. And I'm just saying this weekend, I'm trusting him to do it by getting out of bounds or getting down. And I'm saying from the Eagle standpoint, I don't need an overabundance of quarterback design run plays. Why would you put your quarterback in harm's way?
Well, first of all,
because if he gets a concussion running the ball on a quarterback design play, you know damn well we're ripping Kellen Moore for that.
I'm not ripping Kellen Moore
for
that.
Well, I guarantee the city is.
Well, then.
And national media is going to say, the guy's coming off concussion protocol. You got Saquon Barkley back there. Why are you running quarterback design runs?
You want to play Saquon.
Give the ball to Saquon.
You want to play Saquon Barkley in a meaningless game in Week 18.
You're damn right.
But you don't want Jalen Hurts running
Saquon's,
in the playoffs.
Well, Saquon is not coming out of concussion protocol. And I'm telling you, even though it isn't official, this kid has been dinged up a couple times this year. From running the football. You can go back to that first Green Bay game, and it was a couple hits he took where you looked at him like, is he all right?
Well, then let me ask you the same, and Corey asked a good question.
Mm-hmm.
It's fourth and four. They go for it.
Is it fourth down?
It's fourth and four.
Is it fourth quarter?
It's fourth and four,
in the first quarter, I don't need it.
Fourth and four, the Green Bay 47.
First of all, fourth and four, we should be punting the ball.
No, we should be going for it. That's what I'm saying.
Depending on where we're at.
Let's go with the Green Bay 47. It's fourth and four. Let's go.
Then throw the ball. Who's a better runner, Saquon or Jalen?
Saquon.
Then get a ball to Saquon. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, listen, if it was another position that wasn't dealing with this, I would have a different opinion on it. But I'm telling you, what I'm afraid of is the slightest thing could have him out of the game. And this isn't we play again in 2 weeks.
But part
this,
of
this
why,
could be it's over.
But part of why he's valuable is those things. So putting him in there and telling him not to do one of the things he does best, I think almost makes him rather play Kenny Pickett at that point. To be honest with you, if Jalen's not going to run the ball, if we're just going to stand there and hand it off to Saquon and throw the ball, I'd rather put Kenny Pickett in there.
And I'm being smart with the tush push. Because if I'm the Green Bay Packers, I'm taking shots at Jalen. If you're going to give me an open shot to hit the quarterback on running plays, I'm trying to clean his clock. I'm trying to get him out of the game. If I'm a defender, I'm trying to get him out of the game.
Maybe that's the dirty player like you.
No. Listen, when you use him as a runner, it's not a dirty player. He's open to be hit.
215-592-9494. Should the Eagles
play? I did have a little bit of dirty.
Yeah,
a little bit. I'm okay to
admit. That's what I said. That's why I know. When I watch Sidney Brown, I'm like,
I love Sidney Brown.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, when we didn't have him for the first part of the season, you kept bringing him up. I was like, why does Ike like him so much? And watch him the last few weeks, I was like, oh, that's why. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles play it safe with Jalen on Sunday or just let it rip? Lou in Denver, you're on WIP. What's up, Lou?
Let it rip.
Let it rip! Let it rip!
All right.
Mike, what happened to you, man? Let's go.
All right, man. Because we don't need it, Lou. We don't need it.
I agree with you there because I think we're better than the Packers. I have 27-16 in this game. A lot of it has to do with the quarterback injury. We're well-rested. I think the rest was great. They have only beaten, looking here, they've beaten the Rams and one other playoff team, I think the Texans. They're 2-5 versus playoff teams. We're 5-2. They had a run last year. Ooh, they beat the Cowboys in the playoffs. Everyone beats the Cowboys in the playoffs.
That's
right?
A fair
so let's
point.
Laugh. But
I think there is.
That's a fair point.
Lou, I think there is a little bit of minimizing how good Green Bay is.
I don't know how good they are, though.
A little bit.
And Spence, you're minimizing how good we are because we're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, not with our quarterback playing a different game. The quarterback's got to play the quarterback's game.
I said that I'm agreeing with you on that.
All right.
Because, again, you don't want – if he's cleared, he's cleared. He's a strong guy. How dare you, say we're not going to do the tush push? Dude.
Oh, I know we are going to do it. I'm just saying.
It's unstoppable. And it takes the other team's soul. They know it's coming. They know it. And they
I'm just saying.
I love it.
All I'm saying is, Lou, The more tush pushes you run, the more free shots on Jalen the defense gets.
That is true. You know what I would do? I would do a RPO and have Hurts, like, the first play, run for 5 yards and slide. So they're like, okay, maybe he's going to run. And then, you know, open up the passing, like you said, downfield. I want to take some shots downfield to start the game with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith.
I don't want to take any shots downfield, to be honest with you. Thank you for the call, Lou. Not early in the game. Well, the way Packers play defense, and
yes,
they got that ball hawk
back there.
Throw underneath, like, by the way, that's what we were doing against Pittsburgh. Throw underneath. It's what Pickett did. It's what, by the way, it's what Baker Mayfield did to us in the beginning of that game. It's what Joe Burrow did to us in the beginning of that game. Take what's there, throw the ball, and when it's there to run, I think he relies on him running, because a lot of times when he's running, that is him calling his number to run.
Yeah.
And I think
he keeps the ball. He'll keep it.
I think he maybe relies on it a little too much. But as far as keeping him safe, I don't think they can afford to do it. I think Green Bay's too good. All right. 215-592-9494. We have Jason Kelce was on the morning show today, as he is every week, and he talked about the advantages of running RPO versus Green Bay. And we will play that for you next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Is this LiAngelo Ball?
It is.
Yes.
Yes.
G3 Jello.
G3 Jello. And what's the name of the song again?
Tweaker.
Tweaker. That's
Tweaker?
Right. Tweaker. I saw everyone listening to it. I was like, all right, I got to listen to the LiAngelo Ball song. Decided I like it.
Yeah,
you know?
Not bad.
Not bad.
A nice little tune to what they call it, a bop.
Yeah,
a bop.
A little bit of a bop. That's it. Is that what the kids say, Buzz?
Yes, exactly right. Every team in the NBA is listening to it in warm-ups, post-game.
Yeah, we might as well listen to it.
Oh, you know what? That's pretty cool. They're supporting Jello.
Well, the entire Bulls, I saw the entire Bulls locker room singing it after a game. Well, because Lonzo's on.
Lonzo done bullied everybody.
Yeah,
you're going to listen to this. I funded this song.
Yeah.
He definitely funded it, for sure.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, finally this week, it is starting to feel like playoff week.
Yes.
For me, I started to get a twinge of it yesterday, but I just heard the promo, because you can hear the game, of course, on WIP. Ike will be there doing the pregame show, all that. But I'm like, ooh, we have Sunday at 4:30, which to me is the slot, to me, in my estimation.
Oh, no, I think it's the slot.
It's
the slot.
It's going to be cold. It's at the link. I'm like, I'm starting to feel it. We got to win the game, but I'm starting to feel it. All right. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. All right. Here is the Twitter question. Ike, for you to guess on the responses. With Jalen Hurts back, should the Eagles on offense Sunday let it rip or play it safe? What do you think the response is?
Nate, I know this fan base. They're ready to let it rip.
Yes.
They throw caution to the wind. I know it.
Yep.
I know. And listen, a lot of the times I'm with them on it.
Yep.
This one, I'm thinking big picture here. And I understand you can't have the other games without winning this game.
Yep.
I get that. I'm just saying that every time he takes off, I'm going to be nervous that this could be a hit. I'm going to be saying, dude, get down, get out of bounds. That's what I'm going to be saying. I haven't done that any other time in his career, because I think he's been a smart runner the majority of his career, and even when he's taken on contact, because he's taken on contact at times,
sure,
he seems to have walked away from it okay the majority of those times. So I haven't been as nervous about him running, but this year, for some reason, he's had a couple of instances where I think he's gotten dinged up. I do. And maybe he passes his protocol or what have you, but it doesn't mean the accumulative effect of those hits don't add up to where it got to the Washington game, where most of us, even he gave a thumbs up that he was okay.
Yeah, the ref looked at him.
Right.
Like, yeah, all right.
But I'm saying the hit didn't look like it was a vicious hit.
Right. He wasn't passed out like Trevor Lawrence
was.
Right.
And he wasn't twitching. The Tua hit. Yeah, right, like, you know what I'm saying? Right. It wasn't that. So that's my only thing, is that it doesn't take a lot for you to get dinged up. Even when Wentz got injured, when Clowney got him, it was a hit from the back. But I've seen worse hits. Tua's hits were certainly worse.
Sure.
So that's my only thing, man. I don't want one of those hits to, A, take him out of the game, but, B, if we still happen to win that game, Does he pass protocol the next week? Like, or what are we looking at the following week? If we can win this game without subjecting him to unnecessary contact, I'm good with that. I don't need that Jalen this game. It's his first game back. It's the Green Bay Packers. We're at home. They're undermanned. I don't feel like I need Superman this game from Jalen.
Right. I feel like on some level we're looking at the Packers like we looked at the Cowboys or something. This is a good team.
It's a good team.
Yeah. What do you think the percentage is, by the way, on the poll?
Oh, yeah, on the poll.
Let it rip, play it safe.
Yes, let me go. I'm going to go 73%. Let it rip.
89.6%.
Damn. 90%, basically.
Yeah, you might have to talk some people
that's the one thing I know about this fan base. They're not going to let me talk them into being nervous.
I've tried. Now, you might have a better chance of talking them into being nervous than I do. But
I'm just trying to be the smart, prudent one, ladies and gentlemen. All I'm saying.
215-592-9494. Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Yo, fellas. Good afternoon. How are you?
What's up, Dustin?
What up, Dustin?
It's been a little bit. Yeah, real quick, before I get my sports point, did you guys hear the 5-on-5s last week? I know you were talking yesterday. I don't know who's doing it today for you. But, dude, Justin Morgenstein, he killed it. Both days he did it last week.
Oh, well, good for Justin. Yeah, Justin now is part of our afternoon show crew. He helps cut up our video and that sort of stuff, makes us look bad on the internet at some point, like he did yesterday. Justin's a smart dude. So big Justin fans over here.
Well, I just want to let you know, I'm the one that called out Spitzy a couple weeks ago about spitting. On the phone calls in, when he calls in, he sounds like he's underwater. It doesn't just sound like he's spitting.
There's so much drool, he sounds like he's drowning, is what you're saying.
Dude, it's great. His reaction, I don't spit when I talk. You do.
Yeah.
and I can't get it out of my head, so I haven't. Ever since you brought it up, I can't get it out.
Yeah, he's never going to run from that.
We got to keep it going.
Oh, it's not going anywhere. Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Listen, Spike, usually I agree with you, dude. I'm with Ike on this one, man. We got to play this smart. One lick the wrong way, and this guy's going to be out for the entire playoff run.
You keep saying entire playoff run, but Dustin, if they don't win the game Sunday, there's no entire playoff run.
You're absolutely right, but this team's so well-versed in every other aspect, they shouldn't need, just like Ike saying, we don't need Superman Jalen Hurts, dude. We need Jalen to come in, don't turn the ball over, and don't get hit. That's all I need. I think they get past this week, which they're going to. He's going to be healthy. He's going to play smart. Vic's going to keep him safe. I swear, if I see one quarterback draw in that game, Ike, I'm going to freak out. I am going to freak out.
You know, Dustin, that I don't think he should be playing.
No, but that's not what Ike's saying. We're not playing scared. We're playing smart, dude.
Yes.
There's a difference. You can't let this guy go. Listen, he's going to come out. He's not going to be throwing deep balls right off the rip. He's going to come out. He's going to be rusty. Philly's going to be nuts about it. You guys got to relax. He always comes back like this. He's not going to come out firing on all cylinders, and we all
So he's not going to be throwing the ball well. He's not allowed to run. What do we have him out there for then?
To hand the ball to my running back, the best damn running back
in the league. But that's my point, Dustin. Then why, if you're worried about him, why is he in there?
Because Kenny Pickett's hands are too small, and I don't need him.
Nah. All right, Dustin. Thank you, buddy.
I like that. Well, here's the other thing. He poses, at least him being out there makes the defense respect the fact that he could run.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, so I get that part of it.
Big news from practice.
What you got?
So first thing is, Jalen is out there at practice. That's good news.
That's great news, yep.
The second thing, AJ, and this is per Elliott Shore Parks, AJ left practice early yesterday and was limited with a knee injury, and he is not out of practice there today.
Oh, wow. That's bigger news, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's enormous news that he's not out there. Now, they might be saying, hey, look, we don't need you to practice. You know, you're
that got to be what it is.
Dealing with a knee thing.
But it has to be serious enough that he needs either rest or treatment on it right now instead of practicing.
Right, especially after leaving practice early yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good news. I mean,
no.
I mean, this it's like Lane and AJ, the team's record without those two particular guys, mm-hmm. we can look back and say it's not great. You know, not now. Until we hear anything else, I'm not going to go ahead and say that, you know, AJ's not playing on Sunday, but the fact that he left practice early on Wednesday and he's not at practice on Thursday, at least not yet, that Elliott can see is not right. Not great news.
No, I mean, yeah, I guess with AJ, I hadn't even thought of anything severe, but because he didn't play in the last game. But although he was certainly lobbying for the rest, so he must have knew something was up with his knee. I'm not going to be too concerned about it. I'm assuming he's going to play. He should be out there tomorrow. If he's not out there tomorrow, then I'm definitely concerned.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, they may just be giving him an extra day of rest.
Maybe we'll get more of an answer. Who knows? Hopefully somebody gets us more of an answer on that. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake. Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. Happy New Year to you.
What up, Tasty Cake? Happy New Year, brother.
Going to be a great year.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to you guys about Jalen, but the last two shows have been fascinating to me. Well, Ike, I've been talking to you for going on 20 years, right? I've always thought, as a guy that calls the station, that it's a great privilege that that you give me the opportunity to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I call and I wait my turn. That's just the way it goes. I would never bitch and complain about waiting online. It's just what you do.
Oh, yeah. Well, we appreciate you.
Everybody doesn't have your temperament. Yeah.
I mean, yesterday was a show where I thought throughout the entire show, man, people need to lighten up.
Yeah,
I mean,
really.
God bless Sean Landetti. He needs to lighten up, man.
All I'll say about the Sean Landetta thing is we were doing it in good fun, and I can tell you for sure neither of us were doing it to embarrass him.
We're certainly
taken aback by his response, but it was his honest response. So far be it from me to not tell him how to feel about anything. But we're just us, Tasty Cake. We
laugh at ourselves.
We laugh at ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah, we're jabbing each other.
I had a bad experience shaving.
Yeah,
I agree. I hope that Chris Penn from Pensacola, who's another guy that's been calling
that was different.
For a long time.
Yes.
I hope that he calls and apologizes to you, Spike, because I thought he was out of line. And I got to tell you, the other thing is being called the dope by Howard Eskin is a badge of honor. He did that to me 3 times a week.
Yeah, like that's what Howard does.
3 times? Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Howard's a name caller. Yeah, that's what he does.
We've been calling names by Howard for 20 years, 25 years, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a badge of honor.
Yes.
So, Spike.
Yes.
The other day when you were talking to Elliott,
mm-hmm.
And you wanted the metric for, and the Eagles, without question, are an elite offense, elite. But you wanted the metric, right, Spike? And the metric is that there's two things to me that trump everything else, and it's points scored is one.
Okay.
And second is time of possession, which the Eagles are the best in the NFL. And what time of possession does as an elite offense is it gives you the opportunity to score. The other offense can't score, and it rests your defense. So that's a tremendous metric to measure why the Eagles' offense is elite.
Let me push back on that. So you said the first thing is points scored. And if we're looking at Jalen games this year, they're eighth in the NFL and points scored. Eighth.
Right. Time possession, they're one.
But wait, hold on. Eighth this year, seventh last year, third the year before. Passing game also over the last 2 years has gotten worse. Okay. As far as time of possession, if your entire thing is time of possession, what you're doing is you are lowering the number of possessions in the game, but you're also increasing the chance of randomness happening. Like, when, if you want to win a game against a team that is better than you, you want fewer possessions because you have to score less times. What they're doing by having the time of possession that they're having in the extreme way that they're doing it, especially in the first half, because this is not just second half drives, is they are limiting the number of times they can score and increasing the number of times that they can be upset. So you look at the Jacksonville game and you look at the Cleveland game, two games that we dominated that when you look at the score at the end of it, we did not dominate when you look at the score. Cleveland, we won by 6. Jacksonville, we won by 4 or whatever. Part of that is that it takes us too long to score on a regular basis. I don't think that we're doing the time of possession thing as a strategy. I think we are doing it out of necessity. And you have to, when you look at Green Bay, now they're not as consistent as we are, but they can score quickly. And we haven't had that in our offense this year. So I think our offense has been good, but I don't think it's been elite, like you're saying.
Well, but I'll connect the dots in another way. And I hope you agree with me, Ike, that the time of possession by the offense is a clear, you can connect that dot as to why we have the number one defense in the NFL. Because when you're playing less snaps as a defense, you're fresher. That's why Jalen Carter can play the whole game, because he's only playing 40% of the game, because the Eagles' offense is on the field 60% of the game.
That certainly is a big part of why the defense is as good as it is. It certainly is.
Sure.
Yep.
Yes, I would agree with you there, Tasty Cake. Yep. I would agree. But I don't think it makes the offense elite. Right. I think we are a step below elite. For sure. I think there are elite offenses in the NFL, and I don't think we're one of them. We haven't this year.
Because of the passing.
We haven't passed the ball well enough to be elite.
It's hard to argue that. I mean, people could say the passing. The one thing you could, I guess the one argument you could make is that we don't need the passing game to be as prominent because we can run as effectively as we do. But like you, to your point, if they were throwing the ball better, they certainly would have more points. I mean, I don't know how you can deny. It's really the one thing that separates them and Detroit.
Yes.
They throw the ball better.
Yes. And Detroit runs the ball really, really well,
too. Detroit runs the ball very well.
And we're going to see, Tasty Cake, we're going to see a team on Sunday that we're playing that also runs the ball really well in Green Bay and actually runs the ball more on early downs than we even do. You know, so, I don't know. I think as we look to next year and this offense, they certainly need to be able to pass the ball better to hit the, you know, the level of offense that I think that they're capable of. So
I think Spike that the next four games will clearly settle the debate once and for all for Jalen Hurts, because there's no question in my mind. I think you guys would agree that these defenses are going to put 8 guys up on that line and say we're going to take away Saquon
and make you throw the ball
to beat us.
Yep.
Well, and Tasty Cake, if we see Minnesota, that's a creative defense that has been great all year. If we end up seeing Tampa, God forbid, there's a defense that has given Jalen fits. If we end up seeing Washington, there, you know what I mean? Like, that's a good defense as well. So, all right, Tasty Cake, appreciate the call, brother.
I'll say this. All right, Tasty Cake, I'll say this, Spike. The one thing that it's not that what you're saying is wrong, but here's what I'll say to that to combat it. It doesn't fit who the Eagles are. So ideally, you would, yes, with the amount of weapons they have at the skill position, you would love to see them be a better passing team. You get more explosive plays through the passing game. You can score quicker. But because of who they are, I don't think it's a knock on Jalen to say Jared Goff is a more efficient passer from the standpoint he's a pocket passer. He can stand in there and deliver the ball. I mean, the guy had, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 straight games where he completed almost 75-80% of his passes. He went through a stretch where he had more touchdown passes than he did incompletions in games. Like that's, and Jared Goff is a former number one overall pick. So all those traits are there.
Has been to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Has been to a championship
game. Yeah. And that's kudos for him. But for the Eagles, I will say, they play the style of football that best suits their personnel. They can play the style that they play because of their defense. Detroit, because of their defense, can't play necessarily the same style all the time. Right? And quite frankly, they got more confidence in Jared Goff being able to throw the ball. But here's what I'll say to that. There was a time when they had Jared Goff dial it back, too.
Sure, yeah.
And Jared Goff was throwing the ball 25 times a game, and it was relying more on the running game. So I think this is a good formula to have. And part of Detroit's scoring doesn't mean that their offense isn't as great. They've also, part of their overall scoring is they've scored defensive touchdowns. They've scored special teams touchdowns. Like, all of that sort of adds in there for the Eagles. This sort of works for them. I don't know if I want to see the Eagles throwing the ball 30, 35 times a game.
Well, I mean,
I don't know if that makes us a better team.
They've decided this year is that this is what works
best for this team.
This year for this team. The only thing, and I actually don't disagree with what they've done. I think it. I mean, the results in that way have spoken for themselves. What I push back against is like, when it just goes back to that Elliott argument, Elliott saying that it's not a problem that they're eighth in points and that they're still elite. Like, I don't think that's true.
But here's why he's saying it though, Spike, because they only give up 17 points a game. That's why he's saying it's not a problem. I mean, if we can score 27 points a game, that's more than enough points. Doesn't matter if we win 33-17 or 27-17. Like, it really doesn't matter. They still won 14 games and would have won 15 if they really wanted to try. Well, no, they won all 14
games.
They won the games.
Yeah.
So I think that's sort of what Elliott was saying, was that because of their defense, they don't need to be as high-powered of an offense.
So this, per the newspaper reporter, who is also at practice,
gotcha.
The expectation is that A.J. Brown will play on Sunday, from what I understand, but he's obviously dealing with a knee issue and will receive maintenance. So okay. That's what's happening.
So the expectation is playing. They're trying to get him ready for Sunday.
Yeah, and the knee's going to be, that's another, I mean, if we're talking about four games, he's been dealing with the knee for...
Well, a few weeks now, right?
For a few weeks.
I can't even remember which game it happened in.
And when he missed games early, was that the knee as well? I can't even remember.
Buzz, do you remember? No, it was a hamstring.
It was a hamstring.
I think it was a hamstring.
This is a second separate injury.
Yeah, I think it was a hamstring early. Yeah.
Huh.
And Devontae's had hamstrings, right? That was hamstring.
Devontae had a concussion as well.
Oh, that's right. He did have the concussion.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. I forgot about that.
And I think that one was around the bye because he didn't get cleared. He didn't get cleared for the Tampa game, and then we didn't hear anything through the bye.
And then he was ready for Cleveland.
Okay. Yeah. But we don't know actually how long it took Devontae to get.
Oh no, it was the Saints game, right? Because remember, he got hit in the back of the head.
Right. Yes.
Right.
And he missed Tampa.
Right.
But then he didn't get cleared. Then we didn't hear anything about it because I remember saying, "What the hell's going on with Devontae? Right. What the hell's going on with Devontae?" Yep. All right. 215-592-9494 with Jalen Hurts back. Do you want the Eagles to play it safe with him on Sunday or let it rip? Let him run, throw the ball, let's go. Let's go win a playoff game or be scared like Ike. 215-5. Oh, we never got to the Jason Kelce thing.
Oh, go ahead. We got time.
Well, we don't.
No, we don't have time.
Nah, we'll do it after Shiel. So we'll talk to Shiel Kapadia next, and we'll ask him the very same thing. And I know Shiel has done a lot of studying on the Packers, so we can learn more about what they do well and what we have to watch out for. That is all coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.